Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Bolts broadcast. My name is Mike Mitchelson. Chase Crawshaw with me today. Chase, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. Oh,
whoa, look really at you. Though, man, the demon coming out of you.
My allergies are brutal today, so I'm doing pretty good other than the allergies. That's literally what I was about to say. And then, sure enough, I come out something like that. I really stuffed up. I don't know why. I was doing really good this last month or so. Weather starting to change, going from kind of hot to kind of cold here, and now that we're kind of really getting into fall, that's usually when my allergies get worse. But I was like, you know what? The way I'm going right now, maybe I'm chilling. No, not the case.
Well, fall is the best time of year, so I'm sure you're okay with it. I mean, allergies suck. Well, I wouldn't know because I'm just kind of better than you, but
yeah,
fall is the best time of year. Are you okay with the allergies just to get into the season, or would you rather just stay 100 degrees?
No. Oh. I'd rather us just get rid of summer and not have that changing in the season, so I don't have to have the allergies.
Oh, okay.
The summer sucks.
But you keep spring?
Yeah.
Ew.
That's what my birthday is, dude.
Spring is so bad. Like, take out your birthday and just move it. Like, we wouldn't be taking out those 3 or 4 months, whatever it is. We would just be taking away, like, all the rain and the gross weather and stuff. It would just be snow on the ground one day, and then the very next day it'd be 80 degrees summer.
Get rid of the months, like the weather in the months of July and August, and I'm fine. Everything else can stay.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
I don't want to, if I'm in Michigan, I'm in this hand-shaped state that's surrounded by water that's on the northern part of the United States, and I got to deal with 100 degrees in September. It's Bush League.
Just get in the water then.
I can't.
No, but okay, but then you're okay with rainfall? No.
Yeah, I'd rather rain.
I don't know. I don't agree with it. On today's episode of the Bolts broadcast, we're going to be talking about some news in the first half. Second half, we're going all Tampa Bay. Going to be talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning, as well as preview the upcoming Tampa Bay Buccaneers game. But before we hop into the big news, Chase, I know you talked about, you asked me, do you get McDonald's for lunch? Do you get Taco Bell for lunch? And I had a very, very, I don't know how I'm trying to put this. I had a different answer, because if you don't know, if you haven't had Taco Bell's new chicken sandwich taco, it's very good. But I told Chase, if he has not tried it yet, he's got to go to Taco Bell. If he has, then it's really up in the air. But McDonald's sounded better to me, so do that if he hasn't tried it yet. You said you're going to Taco Bell. Did you end up going? Did you end up getting the chicken sandwich taco?
I did. And yeah, it was pretty good. Not gonna lie. Like, it's fast food. It's so obviously fast food. And that's one thing I like about Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich is it doesn't, like, I know it's fast food. It doesn't feel as much like fast food as you know, most fast foods do. But you can tell that it's fast food. It's still pretty good. I'll definitely get it again if I go to Taco Bell. I've gotten, like, no complaints. I thought it was pretty tasty. It's better than, you know, getting, like, the Burger King chicken sandwich, for example.
How dare you? Well, that's good.
It's like, it's
you've had it once with me, and you said you liked it when you were with me, but apparently the second time was just terrible.
I liked it. It was solid. The second time, it's like, this is just not good. And, like, maybe I have to give it one more, you know, final swing.
I think your mom's just corrupting you. Nah. Because your mom doesn't like it.
But it just, like, the second time, it tasted just, like, straight, like, barbecue. It was weird. It's like they just poured barbecue sauce on instead. It was really weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, so that's why I'm not a big fan of it. So, you know, I'd have to get it a third try, I guess. But, yeah, it was definitely good.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite menu item on the Taco Bell menu right now, just because ever since they did that big change where they took out the quesarito, which I know you can still get it on the app, but they took out the quesarito, they took out the loaded grillers, everything like that. I just haven't been as fond of Taco Bell's menu. So I think that's my new favorite, the chicken sandwich taco. And I have had the quesarito since it's, like, come back strictly on the app. I feel like it's not as good. I don't know if you, like, had it, if you were a quesarito guy at all, but for some reason it feels like it's not as good. Maybe it's because when it went away, I was just hyping it up so much that when it came back, I'm like, oh, it doesn't meet the expectations. Or maybe something changed. I don't know, but just doesn't taste as good to me.
Can't really speak on it. I had a quesarito, like, once ever before it went away, and then I had it once again when it came back, and I don't know. It was Taco Bell food.
Yeah. It's like a burrito with more cheese. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get into the news. We'll start off with Ryan Donato. He's going over to play for the Seattle Kraken. A one-year deal, nice two-way, $750,000. Nice deal for Seattle.
Yeah, you know, it's just really a low-risk, like, type situation for everybody. Donato's going to get an opportunity to go perform at the NHL level. He's, you know, getting some money still. Seattle's not really taking, you know, any hit on their books. So there's nothing wrong with this at all. You know, he was showing some signs of progressing as an NHLer the last couple of years, struggled a little bit last season. So maybe the change of scenery and this better opportunity could help him kind of succeed. He'll never be any sort of, like, superstar type player, but he can be a, you know, like, a solid bottom six forward for you.
Yeah, I like the signing with Seattle. And I feel like that's the first time I've said I like something about Seattle in a long time, maybe since they revealed their jerseys, because the offseason wasn't too kind for them, in our opinions. So bringing in a guy here that can help their depth, help in those bottom six lines, I really like it. Next up, TNT, they announced their broadcasting group. We've talked extensively about ESPN, how they brought in a lot of really nice talent that we're really fond of. Now TNT, they come out and announce those.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid group overall. Right now, I accidentally yanked my headphones out, so if Mike, if you could plug it in, that'd be swell. Okay, I'm having a struggle recording right now. But yeah, so it's a good group. Some people are complaining that Paul Bissonnette's on there. Some people don't agree with Barstool, and I understand that is what it is. But regardless, you know, he's joining some absolute studs that are already, you know, proven analysts like Anson Carter. I love Anson Carter on the broadcast a ton. Wayne Gretzky's going to be on there, which everyone knows that by now. Fantastic. You know, play-by-play guys, Kenny Albert, Brendan Burke. Those are two very good play-by-play, you know, like, game. What the hell are the words? Two play-by-play announcers. That's the word I was looking for.
There you go.
Jeez Louise, Mike. You're going to have to just, like, take me out back and put me out after this one.
Yeah, I might have to.
Yeah, no, but it's a pretty solid group. I'm looking forward to seeing, once the season gets going, kind of how they operate, if they're going to do, you know, like a Wednesday game every week, you know, how, like, NBC used to do the rivalry game. I wonder if they're going to do, like, once or twice a week, what the plan is, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I think the hire I'm most excited for is Anson Carter, because we talked about it when the ESPN group was announced that Anson Carter wasn't there. However, we felt during the Stanley Cup broadcast, Anson Carter was great on the desk. We wanted to see more of him, and now we get to see more with TNT. So super excited about that. Next up, Connor McDavid. Oh boy, he had a couple of things. First, he said that he thinks the Edmonton Oilers are primed, ready for a cup run, which I don't know if that's the case. And secondly, he was crying about the refs, saying, oh, they're not consistent. Oh, referee needs to be better, which I guess is fair. But for someone that likes to trash on McDavid, just a little bit, just a little bit. He's the best player in the world, no doubt. But Come on, I can take jabs at him just a little bit. He's kind of a crybaby. Crybaby Crosby, now it's crybaby McDavid. Yeah, that doesn't work as well, but
no, it does not. But starting on the first point, no, they're not ready to be a championship team. I mean, they might be able to win a round or two in the backs of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, but at the end of the day, hockey, you don't win with one or two guys. You got to win with a full team. So they're just not there.
Well, they got Darnell Nurse under million plus for the next seven years or something.
I forgot that he's the best defenseman in the league. Yeah. But moving on from that, it's fair. I have no issue with a superstar calling on refereeing, because refereeing is not very good in hockey in general, not just the NHL, and hockey in general. It's always super inconsistent. It's so many judgment calls in the game, which is part of it, I understand, but you'd like to have some sort of true kind of ground rule. That's an obvious penalty that's going to be called every time. It's not always called in the NHL. So I don't have a problem with him calling out the refs, but same time, season hasn't even started yet. Who knows? I don't know what's going on within the NHL, that the refs could have invented this whole new system game plan where they're going to be better this year, and you're already just calling them out. I feel like, maybe give them a couple game chance before you go and do this.
It's super hard too, because some refereeing units are very strict on certain things, where others kind of can be more lax on some, where I feel like if they just assigned, they brought every single officiating crew to one location at headquarters or whatever and said, hey, we want you to be strict this year, or we want you to be more lax this year. Or even if that's not the case, just assign specific officiating crews to a certain number of teams so that they're always together. I feel like maybe there'd be more consistency seen by teams until they go up against, rivals and the other divisions and stuff. So I don't know. It's a hard line to draw, because we've seen it so many times. Officiating crews can be very strict, and then the very next day, they're a very lax officiating crew. So it's just tough.
Yeah, it really is tough. I wouldn't be against, having the same type of guys, maybe even just for interdivision play, have the same refs try to, maybe the same total four linesmen, try your best to schedule so interdivision plays on different nights so they can kind of cover all the bases, just so at least for that aspect, it's consistent kind of, officiating. So there's, no offsetting games. I don't know if that would work, if there could be a way to implement that, but I don't know, just kind of an idea I had off the top there.
Yeah, and I agree. Give the rest some time, McDavid. Stop crying about it so much. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. On the other side of the commercial break, going to be talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And oh yeah, Chase, we got to talk about something that's going down this weekend.
Right.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner to the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 2 game to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Thanks again to DraftKings. I know Chase, he's going to be taking advantage of all of that. Big sports gambler guy over there. Make sure you guys do as well. But Chase, this weekend, we've kind of got a thing. It is a bachelor party for our good buddy. And so this episode, as you guys can probably tell, a little bit quicker. I'm assuming Sunday's episode, or Monday's episode technically, is going to be a little bit shorter as well. We're leaving tomorrow morning, coming back Sunday. I don't know what time. It's probably going to be Sunday afternoon or something. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm hoping that the bachelor can get into it. I'm hoping that he can relax a little bit and have as much fun as he wants. He's a little bit of a worrywart, So I'm hoping that he has a good time.
Yeah, I think it'll be good overall. It's his scene where we're going to, even though he's got a little baby stomach, he can't really drink beer anymore.
Yeah.
It's still really his whole scene. He thinks he's not a hipster, but he's a hipster. I mean, at the end of the day, like, there's just no lying. He's not listening to us anyway. He doesn't really care about us. So yeah. He's not supporting his friends. So we can talk all the trash we want. But yeah, no, it should be a pretty good time. There's going to be, what, 7, 8 of us up there total?
I think something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it should be a good time. Just, you know, 3-4 days away, all in the house, just guys being dudes.
Do you remember how many people the Airbnb slept? I felt like it was like 10 or 12 or something.
I thought it was 10 comfortably.
Okay. Because, I mean, I would love to have my own room, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
No.
It might be the first night, but the second night, definitely not.
Yeah, I kind of got the same feeling. And like, I'm not sharing a bed. I'm just not doing it. Like, I'll sleep on the couch before I share a bed. And with my stuff, it's just way easier that way. So I might just end up being in the living room anyway.
There you go. And with our buddy being a hipster, you know the restaurant Lettuce?
No.
He's actually a big fan of it. He told me he went there the other day. And I'm like, why would you go to a place called Lettuce?
Oh,
like, I don't get it.
I'm like literally in pain over here. You can hear it. Ew, that's so gross.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm excited to go. We're going to go to a area here in Michigan where they're known for their beers and everything. And like Chase said, he can't really drink beers anymore, but apparently there's some breweries out there that are gluten-free breweries. So
sounds so gross.
It's going to be interesting.
Sounds so gross.
I'm going to partake in some of the beer drinking, but I am more of a cocktail guy. So eventually I will be moving to strictly that.
Yeah. I don't know how much drinking I'm going to do in general, to be honest. Like, I'm going to have some, but I'm not like a huge drinker as it is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of soft.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. Not. I just if we get together and get going, yeah, like I'll throw them back. But like, I really don't go out of my way to go and try and drink. I'm sure I'll have some, but I mean, you know, I'm trying not to go here and spend a ton of money.
Do I bring the strawberry banana smoothie?
Ew, you're the only one that might drink it. You won't even drink it, so no.
Chris might.
I don't think Chris will after he tries it.
I had some the other day, so don't even say I won't drink it because I did have some. It's banana whiskey and strawberry cream Baileys. You just mix that together. The first time I heard of it, they said half and half. Not very good, half and half. A little bit better when it's like 80% Baileys, but I mean, the aftertaste was there. You might not think so. It was.
I'm not drinking a mixed drink that's just 100% alcohol. Like that's not a mixed drink.
There was ice. It diluted it a little bit.
Yeah, no. Like if we're going to do that, I need to find some sort of base I can throw that in that's going to help kind of bring it all together.
There you go. All right, well, let's hop into the Tampa Bay Lightning. They announced their prospect showcase schedule. It seems like it's starting as of today. Starting today, the Tampa Bay Lightning will showcase their young players in a smattering of practices and then scrimmages against the Nashville Predators, Carolina Hurricanes, and Florida Panthers. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. If you want to hear the roster, we can break it down real quick. We'll start from the top, go all the way down. Starting with the forwards, I should say. Maxime Kachkovic, Xavier Cormier, he is a free agent invite. Jadon Durow, Sean Element, Jack Finley, Gabriel Fortier, Gage Kunkhalvis, Jimmy Huntington, Cole Koepke, Alexei Lipanov, Cameron McDonald, Declan McDonald, Antoine Moran, Simon Refors, Odin Tufto. On defense, Alex Green, Ryan Jones, Wyatt McLeod are both invites. Roman Schmidt, Dmitry Semkin, Jack Thompson, Avery Winslow is another invite, and then in net, Hugo Alnefelt and Amir Mifikov. I can never say his name. I don't know why.
Mifikov.
Just something with my nasaliness. I just can't say it like easily. But yeah, so there's the roster. A couple of notable prospects in there. Former guest Jack Thompson. He's gonna be playing.
Friend of the show.
Absolutely. So this will be good to keep an eye on. If you're hearing this by now, I don't think you're gonna be able to go see the first game, maybe, or actually, no, you can see the first game on Saturday, so you will be able to go by the time you're hearing this. But after that, all the rest of the games are going to be streamed online.
Also, nothing against Cameron and Declan, but whenever McDonald and McDonald are together, that just, I don't know if it, like, triggers me or if it's just, like, so weird, but I don't like it when they're right next to each other.
Triggers.
Yeah, probably. I mean, McDonald, McDonald.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why not be consistent here?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I played hockey.
It's a big deal.
See, when I played JV hockey, we had two kids on our team whose last names were McDonald and McDonald. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Yeah, that's just annoying.
I don't know.
It's just annoying. And hey, I'm the guy who does hockey name of the day. I'm the one that reads them. So I get to say what I want to say about names.
You're the one that butchers them, actually.
I've done a decent job recently.
This one won't be too hard today either. Don't worry.
Well, you did say you were giving me Bob Smith, so I'm excited about that. But Tampa Bay Buccaneers next. They play their second game. First game was against Dallas. We talked about that on the last episode. And hey, if you're not a big football fan, no worries, because coming up very, very soon, we're going to have enough to talk about when it comes to hockey. But as of right now, still in the offseason, there's not much to talk about. So we want to talk a little bit about the Buccaneers. If you're a big football fan, come check out our other show. Right after this, we're recording our Thursday episode where we're going to have our locks of the week. We're going to be talking all kinds of stuff football, so you'll want to check that out. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 1-0. This week, they go up against the division rival Atlanta Falcons. I don't really see it as much of a game.
Yeah, no, it really shouldn't be anything too close. I think the Bucs are going to run away with this one. Maybe the Falcons can go out there and score some points for fantasy, but like in terms of actual football, I mean, the defense is just so horrid, and it's still a new coaching staff. It's not going to be great. I would imagine that Tom Brady's not playing in the second half at some point.
I sure hope that offense can do something, because as someone who invested very highly into Calvin Ridley, I don't have Kyle Pitts, so I didn't do that, but Calvin Ridley, I think, only got me like 8 points last week, which I'm not happy about.
Nobody on that offense scored very well. Like even Kyle Pitts, you know, he had a lot of targets, but only came down with like 5 catches for 50 yards. Maybe if even that, because I think he had single digit points. But the whole offense just kind of struggled as a whole against an Eagles team that was not very good, really, at the end of the day. So I don't know. This could be kind of worrisome for Atlanta, who having no Julio could really just change everything for them going forward this year. But we're just going to have to wait and see.
This team might be a lot worse than we initially thought. Tampa Bay Bucs, they can't underestimate the team, though. They just had a grueling matchup with the Dallas Cowboys, a very talented offense. The Falcons, they aren't up to that level, but they still can be a talented offense. They've got two great receiving options in Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley. I think Russell Gage is a solid number three. And then Matt Ryan, he's won an MVP before. So they can't underestimate him. But as long as they come in prepared, as long as we see Tom Brady still continuing to light it up in his old age, what is he now, 45?
Something like that.
Like, yeah. If he does something crazy, then this really should be no issue whatsoever for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be much. It should end up being a good fantasy game at the end of the day, though. You know, just start your Bucs players.
Rojo, he was faded. He was faded towards the end of the game after he made that fumble against the Cowboys. Bruce Arians came out and said he's the starter this week. Are you confident in starting Rojo if you have him?
No, and I have him in probably half my leagues. I do think he's the better running back than Leonard Fournette right now and makes more sense for that offense and what they're trying to do. But you make one mistake and Bruce Arians wants to chop your head off for the game, but then you're all bad buddy afterwards. So he wants to move on with Rojo, give him the opportunity. If he can hold on to the ball and gain, you know, some solid yards, he should be great. But at the end of the day, it's just so hard to trust him because he did put up negative points and got benched. If he does happen to fumble, he might not, regardless if he's better than Fournette or not, no matter what Fournette does, he just might not play the rest of the year, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not starting Rojo in my league, but I have so many good players on my team. This is Johnny's league, not my league.
Yeah.
I've got so many good players on my team that I don't need to worry about starting them, but it was kind of crazy because I think week one he was projected like 13 or 14 points. This week he's only projected like 8 because they're already, sleepers already scared of what happened last week.
Yeah, I mean, he probably should be projected less. I wouldn't have been shocked if he was projected less, to be honest.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the preview for the Bucs Falcons game. If you want to hear more football, again, come to our other show where we have a full week one prediction, slate preview, all that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But that's it for this episode. We're going to move to hockey name of the day. We've got Noah Schneeberger. Schneeberger.
Come on, you took German.
That's Schneeberger.
Schnee.
No, it's not. There's two E's.
You remember snow in German?
No.
you're the worst.
Why would I remember snow in German?
Okay.
I took 2 years of it.
Schnee.
The second year, all we did was sit in the other teacher's class.
Oh, yeah, because you said four kids.
Yeah, because we had four kids in German, too, and we're hybrid with a dumb German 1 class. Was that your class?
The dumb German 1 class?
Yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah, okay, well, whatever, moving on. Noah Schneeberger is a 6'2", 187-pound defenseman playing over in Switzerland. He's kind of gone, you know, back and forth between the top Swiss league and the second league the last 2 years. He's right now currently playing in both those leagues yet again. You know, solid defenseman, nothing special. Played a little bit internationally when he was younger, but hasn't really done anything since then. Just fine player. I just like the name.
I think that might have to go into my top five for favorite names. Schneeberger. I like that a lot.
Stupid.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's Bolts broadcast. Chase, if you could, hit him with an outro.
All right, as always, I want to thank you guys for listening. Want to check us out on Bolts broadcast. All right, I can't speak. Check us out on Patreon. I'm going to take a 5-minute power nap before we record WMP after this. So if you want to check us out on Patreon, support us here, we'd appreciate it. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Bolts Broadcast, it's at Bolts Broadcast. You can follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. That's at HockeyPodNet. All right, I follow WMP on Twitter at WMP Sports Pod. This WMP Sports Pod. Get all your podcasting action that you need between those three platforms. Go to the HockeyPodcastNetwork.com. Find all the podcast network there. Boom, click the logo. Listen, easy peasy lemon squeezy. If you want, you can read our blogs too. We got some fun blogs that you can read over there. If you could, rate us 5 stars if you're listening. Send your questions, comments, concerns. We really appreciate it. Whatever you do, do not forget to use code THPN when you sign up for DraftKings.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.